The following programme has been made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
Hello, I'm Ali McCarthy Thompson, and we're here again in Clay Castle Recording Studios for the third episode of The Delaneys. Now, they're all getting ready and really excited about this episode because it is a jam-packed episode. Now, do stay tuned, and I'll be having a chat with them again a little later on.
Saturday night in the Delaney house. Mum Eleanor cooking her usual Saturday night fry.
Come on, Lance.
In a minute.
They like their fries in the Delaney house. Owen and Noel, the 17-year-old Delaney twins. Owen, he works out a lot.
I look good.
Noel, he works at finding out how things work.
Sorry, Mum.
Their big sister, Nora. Your average big sister.
Who took my phone?
Dad, John. Home from work.
I'm home.
And then there's Granddad. Dreaming of days gone by. The Delaney household. An ordinary y'all family. In today's episode, John and Christy go fishing and land a strange catch. Christina has a shocking encounter in her shop. And learner driver Tony becomes an accidental hero.
Owen, bring this cup of tea up to Granddad. I told him to have a lie-in, because I need to talk to you all about his surprise party next week. Now, you know Granddad's party is next week. Wait till you hear. I have a surprise for you.
I love surprises!
What is this?
I have made contact with his sister, Brenda. I've spoken to her. She lives in California.
Oh, really?
What happened? Granddad's sister, Mum found her. Cool. Where was she?
California, Owen. They haven't seen each other for 30 years.
Wow.
This is the best bit. She's going to fly over for the party.
That's brilliant.
Great.
Cool.
You just have to collect her from the airport, John.
I do that no problem.
Are you right there, John?
I am. See you later, love. Well done.
Bye, love. Catch a big fish for me.
We'll try.
Can we go with him, Mom?
No. You two are still grounded.
Ah, come on.
Hard luck, boys. I'm off to the airport.
Are you right there to the chair?
Keep looking straight ahead, Tony. Hi, I'm Vanessa. I'm helping Tony get used to his new chair.
All right.
How's he doing?
He's progressing well, as long as he keeps his eye on the road. Only joking, Tony. He'll be used to it in no time.
We're going fishing.
Nice to meet you both. Watch the pole, Tony.
Hello, Nora.
How are you, Paddy?
Good. No sign of Mr. yet.
No sign.
That's a good poster.
Thanks, Paddy.
She's a lovely dog. I keep an eye out for her.
Thanks, Paddy. Have you any letters for me?
Go away out of that. You won't do any letters anymore. You're all on your mobile phone. See, what did I tell you?
See you, Paddy.
All right, Fancy.
Hi, Elaine. Where are you? I'm here in Windmill Lane waiting for you. Okay, see you in a few minutes.
Ah, this is their life.
There is, sure is. Are you getting for this game of Sunday?
What game is that?
Cork and Tipperary.
Oh, I am. I was put to carrying for service.
Oh, yeah.
There's always something.
There is.
I was fixed up this dishwasher. That no one the dog missing.
I saw the posters.
Yeah, kids on that. They're mad about missing. They're missing her badly.
Oh, I'm going.
Are you all right?
I'll get the help.
Here, I'll help you.
What's the help?
In the fish at all.
Oh my God. There's a woman.
Put her in.
Oh. Has she come?
We have you. Is she breathing?
Oh, she is. You hear me? Quit and join the court.
Are you all right?
Oh, what happened? Where am I? Who are you?
All right, Corky. You're a good cat.
I'll call the ambulance. Start the engine. We'll go in.
Hello? Yeah. We lift a woman from the water. I'll go back to the pier in the yard. She's unconscious. Very cold. She's awake. She's very cold.
Nearly. And there now. We are going fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I fell from my boat.
Shh. Quiet now. Get the strength.
I can see the ambulance in the pier.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Paddy.
It's a lovely day. Lots of posts today. Bloody bill. They never stop coming.
Yeah, I did.
There's something going on down at the pier. There's an ambulance there.
Oh, God, I hope didn't something tragic.
I keep you posted. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Paddy.
Goodbye. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Patty. Oh, it's cold. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning.
How's deep?
Good, thank you.
I don't want to help you.
Would you have any paper?
God.
Oh, God.
Open the till.
I will not.
Open the till.
I will not. This. You're just changing yourself. How dare you? How dare you? I can't believe it. You're disgusting. Take your rope out today.
Yeah.
Get out of my shop.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh.
Oh. Call the yard, Chris, where he's trapped.
Thank you, Mr. Collins.
Will you call the yard, Chris?
I don't believe you.
It is the truth.
Yes, you know, yeah.
In the hospital.
Where is she from?
She's only English, I think. Well spoken.
Oh, towards maybe.
Good man, Billy.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Good man.
Our excuse.
There you go, Billy.
Thanks, Paddy. I didn't know there were mermaids in the yard.
I tell you something, she was a lucky lady.
I could believe it.
Lucky you're there, lads.
You know, something like that happened to my sister Brenda.
What?
Yeah, she fell into the sea and the Spanish fishermen pulled her into a boat. They fell in love and sailed away. I haven't seen her in 30 years.
30 years is a long time.
It is. I miss her.
What's going on there? Are you Tony back? Are you coming in? Are you coming in?
We're trying to get him in. We're stuck under the door.
The
chair has come. Oh no, I meant to get that fixed out today.
You could lift him in.
Alright then, Tony.
Oh.
Come on, sir.
I'll get this in.
Hold on.
Right.
Right.
Bit more.
Easy now.
No, we in.
Sorry, Tony. I'll fix that tomorrow.
Get this man in.
We heard all about it.
Well done, Tony. You also got some shock.
We all got a shock.
Was the rubber cut under your chair, Tony? That's what we heard.
Yeah. I kept him there as the guards came on board.
He was so brave, Tony.
It looks like you have a fan club, Tony.
James Bond.
Well, what had you?
This next one's for the boys. Keeping the streets and waters. We all see it. I can see clearly two brave fishermen. I can see paparazzi on the way. They caught a catch that they've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright, bright, exciting day.
Hey, Ben.
Very funny.
You're a yes man, Billy.
Good man, Billy.
And so another Saturday comes to an end for the Delaneys and their friends. Tune in next week, surprises galore. The twins are pleasantly surprised. Dad gets an unpleasant surprise driving home from the airport. Mam too at the bakery. And Granddad gets the surprise of his life.
Guys, well done. That was absolutely fantastic. Did you enjoy that doing that recording that episode? Very good. Listen, Billy, you're sitting here beside me because you're kind of a new member in this particular episode. But I'm holding here in front of me Billy O'Flynn, Songs from the Heart. Tell me about this, Billy.
Well, it's all down to Brian Flanagan, like, he got it going, like, but I paid for it myself. So it was a venture for me, because I'd never been in a recording studio before to see what goes on. Like, I heard it outside, like, you know.
Okay, and you enjoyed recording all of these songs. Tell us about the songs that's in it. Do you have a favourite song?
It was Catch the Wind.
That's one of your favourites.
Yeah.
And it's very good. So you're no stranger so to recording, so...
No, I grew up listening to the Beatles, like, you know, the Stones and all them, like, you know.
And that's what you'd enjoy?
Yeah, just enjoy, yeah.
So how about this radio play? Is this your first time involved in the drama, or have you done the drama before?
No, this is the first time being involved in it.
Are you enjoying it?
Enjoying it, yeah.
Fair play to you, excellent. And shall we have the other scene? We've Brendan, I know we've often spoke to Brendan before. Brendan, yeah. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
And of course, that was fantastic in this episode, wasn't it? Well, you still don't know, do you, about the surprise that Eleanor has for you?
Oh, no. Keep your powder dry.
Very good. And Christy and John, you were off out fishing in this. Do you actually go fishing yourselves?
No.
You don't? You never been? Well, listen, you wouldn't know it from the pair of you. Well, you wouldn't know it. You did very well. And John, and I noticed the washing machine still isn't fixed, is it? And now you have bothered with the car as well.
Yeah, I'm no money.
You're no money. And the dog. And the dog is still missing. I hope we're going to find the dog, are we? We'll have to wait. We'll have to wait for another episode to find that out, won't we? And how are you today, Paddy?
I'm good.
And did you enjoy that today?
Yeah, very much. Yeah.
Listen, guys, well done to you all, and I'm really looking forward to this next episode. Uh-huh. Okay, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well done. Well, listen, guys, I know we're coming up to Christmas now as well, and I probably won't see you all until after Christmas, so I'm going
to
wish you all a very happy Christmas,
same
and we'll see you in the new year. Well done, guys. Let's give you a round of applause for you all. Well done.
The Delaney's Behind the Mic was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme. Presented by Eileen McCarthy-Thompson. Starring the clients and staff of St. Raphael's Centre. Written by the St. Raphael's Drama Group with Julie Sharkey and Eleanor Rivers. Directed by Julie Sharkey and Eleanor Rivers. Sound Engineer Warren Tyvey. A Community Radio Yule production.